Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries out of Justin, Texas. Praise the Lord. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship you and praise you and thank you because you're our King, our Lord, our God, our Savior, our Healer, our Deliverer. You're our everything. Everything belongs to us through the Word of God. Thank you, Father, for the word. Bless it as it goes out. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're talking on this series about the power of your tongue, how to walk in divine health. This is something that so few people, even those in the church that have the Word of God and take it to church on a regular basis, they never find these things in God's Word. But the Word of God, it's spoken in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22, is spoken of as being medicine to all of our flesh. It is the most powerful medicine in the universe. It is nothing more powerful than the Word of God. It is capable of healing your body without side effects. Now, these words, the Word of God says in Proverbs 4:22, that these words, the Word of God, they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. It's health and life. Now, Psalms 107, verse 20 tells us that God sent His Word and healed us. Not to heal us, but He sent His Word and healed us. So as far as God is concerned, the healing has already been done. All He's waiting on is for you to receive what He has already given to us. Now, according to Isaiah 53, verse 5 and 6, and 1 Peter 2:24, healing is a fact as far as God is concerned. It belongs to us because healing was in the atonement. Now, a lot of people don't believe that, but that's okay. You cannot believe it and be sick if you want to. I have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, due to the hundreds and thousands of people, miraculous, wonderful healings I've seen God do as I've taught these principles to people. These are not just coincidences. I mean, I have seen people, several of them, with incurable diseases, some of them lifelong, that was no healing, no cure available by no doctor. But when Dr. Jesus came on the scene, and these people did what God told them to do, as I've showed them what to do, He, Jesus, has healed them. Now, it belongs to us. It is a fact. As far as God is concerned, it belongs to us because healing was in the atonement. It says, but He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes, we are healed. Isn't that amazing? We are healed. Also said there, all we, like sheep, have gone astray, and we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. Now, that's God the Father laid this on Jesus. This is in Isaiah 53, 5 and 6. Now, in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, and then by whose stripes we were healed. Now, 1 Peter 2:24. But I have since learned that you need to start at 1 Peter 2:21. If you don't want sickness and disease to come upon you, you got to start at 1 Peter 2:21. Because it says that Jesus left you and me an example to follow, that in Him there was no sin. So we are to walk in love, and we are to walk without sin. So our goal is no sin. Now, unfortunately, I have not been able to master that yet. I am working on it, but every once in a while, periodically, I fail. When I make a mistake, I jump up there and say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I made a mistake. I ask you to forgive me and restore me to righteousness. Now, Father, thank you for completely setting me free and washing me pure and clean by the blood of the Lamb and making me whole in Jesus' name. Then, after you've done those things and walk in obedience to His Word and walk in love, then, after He says there, you should die to sin and live unto righteousness. And he put this all in order, that, you know, that we should die to sin. If we do die to sin and live unto righteousness, then it says, by whose stripes you were healed. In other words, as far as God is concerned, in 1 Peter 2, it is a done deal. But we have to make sure that our confession of the Word of God calls for healing, which is already done. It's ours. But it is not in manifestation in our bodies. So many people that are sick and afflicted, they're trying to stand on the Word, but when the manifestation of their healing of their body does not come quickly, it is so easy for people to fall away and not believe God's Word. Now then, I'm not teaching that you're not supposed to ever go to a doctor. I mean, doctors, some of those doctors that are out there, they really do charge you lots of money to do what they do. But some of them have been well trained and they can do some wonderful things. So I am not teaching against doctors or medicine, you know, but don't depend on doctors or medicine alone to keep you healthy. Every once in a while, due to a lack of faith, and we all fail in this area, every one of us fail in our lack of faith for some things. We just can't seem to stand on the Word of God for everything. I have the problem too. There is some areas of my life that my faith is not strong enough to get some things done. I've had tremendous faith in the area of healing, but other areas I have problem with. But anyway, we're all learning, we're all walking, so I'm not telling you to never go to a doctor. If you're walking in faith and you got the Word and you're calling God in remembrance of His promises and you're standing in faith, you will get your healing from the Lord. But I don't know how long it will take. Now, many people can't stand the pain and the suffering, and so they will go ahead and go to a doctor. And many of those people, with the help of a doctor, can totally change their life, because that doctor will know things that he'll be able to help you. And with what he can do, he's fighting the same problem you are, the devil. And most of them don't even know that, but that's what they're trying to do, is to get people well. So like I say, now, you know, if you want to use a doctor, well, if you do have to go to a doctor, and if you do have to take medicine, at least take it all in the name of Jesus. Now, there are some diseases that medical science cannot cure, and that's when Jesus does his best work. Now, if you need a doctor, see a doctor. Many lives are saved every year through medical help. Now, there are medicines today that are beneficial in aiding the body's healing process. But what you need to watch is some of the side effects on some of those medicines and drugs out there are very devastating. So be careful. Don't just take anything. Find out what you're taking. What are the side effects? Because they may be tremendously destructive to your body. And so what I am teaching is that we must realize that our bodies are created in a magnificent and marvelous way by a magnificent Creator. And when this sickness comes up on you, first seek God and His healing power. It is our nature to first seek doctors, and if that fails, then we go to God. But don't do it like that. Go to God first. Now, you know, my brothers and sisters, have it wrong. We need to go to God and seek Him first, because there was a king in 2 Chronicles 6:13, or 16:13, I believe it was, and said, "And King Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceedingly great. Yet in his disease he sought not the Lord, but to the physicians." And it says in 2 Chronicles, yeah, it is 2 Chronicles 16:12. And it says, "And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign." Now, this is what happens if you don't go to God. Now, God was the healer, and he said he was the healer, But Asa did not go to God. He went to the medical doctors and never did, as far as it says. He said here, he did not seek the Lord for his healing. So he just had a problem with his feet, but he died. You know, it's amazing. The guy could have probably lived many more years if he'd have sought the Lord and repented of his sins. But it's amazing how wrong we are in the way we do things. Now, if you are taking medicine, whatever you do, mix it with faith by saying these things. I believe I receive my healing in Jesus' name. Now, man's medicine will not heal you and generally will not keep you from being healed. Yet there are some medicines today that have so many side effects, they seem to be worse than the disease. So ask some questions and find out what you are taking. Most medicines will help hold down the symptoms while you are applying God's principles concerning healing and health. Now, I don't advocate that you throw your medicine away and rely on confession alone unless the Lord directs you to do so. Now, I have seen many people in my life that God has told them, you know, get off your medicine. They've told me, the Lord tell them. And if he tells you to get off your medicine, get off of that stuff. You know, whatever you do, if the Lord, just do, put it this way, do seek God and do whatever the Lord tells you to do. Now then, if it takes time to renew your mind and develop faith in your words as well as God's word. But the things you are continually confessing eventually become a part of you. It is true. God has provided healing for us through his word. But we must learn to appropriate that healing by making the word a part of our daily vocabulary. Now, I believe that by being taught properly and by practicing your faith, you can grow to a point where it will be a common thing for you to receive healing through the word of God. But it doesn't happen overnight. It certainly didn't for me. It takes time to develop your faith. So if you have a life or death situation where the doctors say if you don't have an operation or something immediately, you will die. In other words, the disease has a head start on your faith. My advice would be to have the operation and believe God for a quick recovery. Use some common sense and don't do foolish things through a spiritual pride and call it faith. Now, if you don't know the word, you're in trouble. There's only one way to make the word of God work, and that's to know what it says and have it hidden in your heart. So do that. Now then, if you would like these teachings on the power of the tongue in their entirety, free and postpaid, you can give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the web, www.tlsm.org, tlsm.org. And there you can get to our website, and we have many forms of media available. You can order them through the web, and they're free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise him.